This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 1st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains warm with clear skies. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant day while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. Haifa experiences a gentle breeze, perfect for any outdoor plans. As night falls, temperatures will stay mild, making it comfortable for evening strolls. Here are today's headlines. First, missiles and attacks in the Gulf continue as preparations to bomb Iran's nuclear sites accelerate. This comes from Ynet 3 hours ago. Also, I-24 News reports from earlier this hour that Trump has ordered a new Iran attack as the US and Israel gear up for strikes on energy infrastructure. Also this hour, an Israeli lawyer advocates for killing Palestinians, according to the Jerusalem Post. This comes in the wake of the deadly shooting at Gilad Farm. Separately, Netanyahu reflects on his brother Yoni, killed 50 years ago in Entebbe, as reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, JTA reports that Israel rejects Trump's Gaza plan, which Hamas has accepted. This has sparked anger from US officials. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, a user on X, posted just 31 minutes ago about an anti-Semitic incident involving a Jewish family in Montreal's La Fontaine Park. The family faced hostility when they asked a woman to remove her dogs from a children's playground. Iranian International shared a post from a lawmaker warning of sweeping retaliation if the US attacks Iran's energy infrastructure. He cautioned that any such strike would set the region back to the Stone Age. Al Arabiya English posted just 13 minutes ago about the struggles of Bangladesh's garment workers. Rising heat is forcing them to spend part of their income on coping mechanisms during their shifts. Let's go deeper, starting with the escalating tensions in the Gulf. According to Ynet, the United States is reportedly preparing a bombing campaign targeting Iran's nuclear facilities. Conflicting reports suggest possible Israeli involvement. Iran has threatened retaliation against Israeli gas fields. This development raises the stakes for regional stability and energy security. Turning to the report by I-24 News, former President Trump has allegedly ordered new military actions against Iran. The focus is on energy infrastructure, with Israel potentially involved. This indicates a significant escalation in U.S.-Iran relations, possibly impacting global oil markets. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers a controversial statement by Israeli lawyer Yehuda Shimon. Following the Gilad Farm incident, Shimon advocated for violence against Palestinians, citing biblical law. Such rhetoric could increase tensions and violence in the region. In other news, Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke to JNS about his late brother Yoni. Killed during the Entebbe raid 50 years ago, Yoni's memory continues to influence Netanyahu's leadership. This personal reflection highlights the enduring impact of past conflicts on current Israeli politics. And finally, as reported by JTA, Israel's rejection of Trump's Gaza plan has drawn ire from US officials. With Hamas showing support for the plan, the diplomatic fallout could affect future peace negotiations. On the economic front, first, an Israeli cyber entrepreneur has made headlines. Shagai Gidli, co-founder of Perimeter 81, won a prestigious innovation award in the US. This accolade highlights Israel's growing influence in tech innovation globally. Separately, as reported by CTEC, fuel prices in Israel have jumped again. Despite various claims, only certain measures like maintaining tire pressure actually save money. This affects every consumer facing rising costs. And finally, according to Globes, gasoline prices are set to rise sharply on Saturday night. This increase is due to higher global oil prices and a weaker shekel. Israeli drivers will feel the impact at the pumps. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.